Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This was the first series. A lot of people were pointing, which I always think is stupid, right? I mean, look, you play who you play. But this was a real test. And specifically for the pitching. We can get to Lindor and how great. Right, the Philly series. That's true. But specifically the offense of the Cubs that's been the best in baseball against the pitching lab. Because we can talk about Juan Soto. And, yeah, he hit a home run on Friday night. Then he continued with his struggles. He has not hit with runners in scoring position. He did not have a great series. Lindor continues to just be the guy. Huge home run in the eighth inning. The Mets add on. Beatty. We have to have the conversation around Beatty because I've been a pro guy on Beatty. I've been trying to get him into the lineup. Obviously, I didn't love that he was sent down, but clearly it was somewhat warranted. And Acuna's been better. And for a team, like, the question is with Beatty and Acuna or whoever else, like, Beatty is the more dynamic hitter. Like, you see the easy power. He hits three home runs in the series. You see the easy power, especially to the opposite field. I mean, he takes a high fastball on Friday night, and that's an easy swing to hit over the original old, the Citi Field wall. The Great Wall of Flushing. Thank you. I couldn't remember the term. The Great Wall of Flushing. I mean, he's got easy power. Now, I know he hasn't proven it here, and you need more from him. And I was listening a little bit to Evan and his Rico. He was disappointed that he wasn't in the lineup yesterday. I have no problem not playing him against the lefty. We'll get into a conversation about Dominguez and how I don't have a problem how the Yankees have handled him. Oh, you got to play Dominguez more. I don't know. Maybe how much they've played him and working him in slowly and letting him develop is working. I don't know. Call me crazy. I know we never want to give the organization any credit, but maybe how they're handling him is working. I don't think that's the case necessarily with Beatty, but I have no problem giving him a day off even after he hits home runs, Mike. But that easy power to the other way, I mean, that's what you want. And especially for an offense that's struggling, right? For an offense that really hasn't hit with runners in scoring position. Now, it's done well enough to win, and Lindor's incredible, and Alonso's had a great season. And, I mean, Soto's struggling to an 890 OPS. And he's been hot as of late. The last two games are ugly against the Cubs, kind of. And he's hitting under 200 with runners in scoring position. But he'll be fine, and he's been relatively good. I mean, he's down for him, but he's having still any other player in baseball would be happy to have the season Juan Soto's having. But when you look at this team right now, doing enough winning offensively, but like you'd love to get that left-handed power bat in there from Beatty. But to me, all of these are secondary conversations to what the hell we are seeing with the pitching. Because this, as I said, heading into this Cubs series, this was the real first challenge. I know, again, that's not fair because the Diamondbacks are very good offensively. The Phillies can obviously score runs. But this Cubs team, very good offensively. Right now, the best in baseball. Best in the National League, but best in baseball. They've really done an incredible job scoring runs. And again, what you are seeing from this starting staff, and I know McGill had an average start, but specifically, Clay Holmes and Griffin Canning, it's incredible. Like what you are seeing from this rotation, Griffin Canning, I mean, this is a guy, and I know Klay Holmes is an all-star. All right, Klay Holmes isn't a starter, or hasn't been, rather, should I say. And you weren't sure if he was going to be able to make that transition, and there's a process that goes along with that. And I still think he'll hit a little bit of a downturn. I don't know if he's going to win the Cy Young, but you knew he's got good stuff, right? Even though he struggled at times with the Yankees, and he's had his moments of being really inconsistent, he's a two-time All-Star. He's had stretches of being the best reliever in the American League. Like, he's got really good stuff. And transitioning into a reliever is a difficult thing, but you knew he was a good pitcher. Griffin Canning has been a bum. He's been as bad as you can be and stick in a major league rotation. That's it. You can't be any worse than Griffin Canning has been and still make starts. And I know they've gotten him to throw more sliders and, you know, his pitch selection and whatever they're doing. But you want to the pitching lab, which I'll raise my hand, scoffed at. I thought last year they did a great job, of course, to rejuvenate Severino's career. Now you're seeing, although he's had some pretty good starts, you're seeing him not pitch as well with Oakland, or should I say the A's, as the Yankees just absolutely trounced him yesterday. But he's missing the pitching lab. But, I mean, last year they did a great job. This year they're doing mind-boggling work. I mean, Griffin Canning in this game yesterday, he gives up one. I know he gives up the home run to Pete Carl Armstrong. I mean, but besides that, the first five innings of this game, he's got an infield single against the best lineup in baseball. He's got an ERA around 2.5. It's every game out. On his worst games, he still, all he does is get into some jams and then get out of them. He doesn't give up runs. What they are doing with those two players specifically, I mean, you look at it, they've got Kodai Senga, who's off to an incredible start. You've got Griffin Canning, who they've turned from bum into top of the rotation starter. Like, they don't have anybody. I was listening to Evan. You got Kodai Senga, who's got an ERA just, is it like under one at this point? It's right around one. You've got Klay Holmes and Griffin Canning at under 2.5. And you've got McGill and Peterson right around 3. It's incredible what they're doing with the rotation. And yeah, this series, there's the home runs from Beatty, the home runs from Lindor. Offensively, they're getting just enough hits to win these games, but they're struggling with runners in scoring position. They're yet to really take off offensively. They are doing this with pitching. And to this rotation, Klay Holmes gives up his first home run of the season in this series on Friday night. I mean, the kick change has been a huge weapon for him. He continues to throw the ball great, and Griffin Canning is on another level. What the Mets are doing, it is like, and the ability, and all I can think about, right, because we have this conversation about how they progress as a franchise, or where they are as a franchise, owner, GM, the money they can spend, you know, as we heard, you know, apparently the Dodgers are going to get in on Tucker in the offseason, and how much money the Mets can spend, and what they're willing to do. I just look at this. And I say, we can have all the conversations we want about the Mets. If they are going to be able to not have to give contracts to starting pitchers because they're able to find the Griffin Cannings of the world and turn them into this, I will tell you, that is, if you want a cheat code for a successful franchise, if you want the easiest path, it's like a... In football, the analogy would be the rookie quarterback. If you can afford, even with the amount of money Steve Cohen has.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you can afford to not give long contracts out to pitchers who get hurt left and right, as much as I love Max Fried and what he's doing right now and how incredible he is, I'm nervous at some point we're going to see him down for months, a season, even with, like it's happened with Cole this year. Like that's just the nature of starting pitching. We rave and rave about what the Dodgers did in the offseason. Snell had a setback, and he's going back to the doctor with more shoulder stuff. I think same thing with Glass now, or at least he's getting looked at by a doctor too. Like, they can't stay healthy. And if you can find a way to just circle through the Griffin Cannings and the Manias and the Severinos and, like, these average starting pitchers that you're able to turn into the best versions of themselves and not have to give long-term contracts. Now, look, I've been critical because I don't see how this works. I can't imagine being able to be this successful at it. So I've said, hey, at some point, if the right pitcher emerges, certainly young enough, go pay him. Right? The next time a Yamamoto, they were willing to give him $300 million. And rightfully so, and he's having a great year. 25, 26, you're willing to give a guy a contract. I get it. But that's so rare in free agency for starting pitchers. I can't imagine this working. That's why I'm like, hey, go sign Corbin Burns. Go pick a guy. Because you need some dominance in this rotation. If they are going to continually find a way to turn the Griffin Cannings of the world into dominant pitchers, there is no better way to run a franchise. And that's why they're doing it, because that's the ultimate goal. If you can invest all your money in position players, if you can invest all your money in making your lineup, and that's oddly enough been their weakness, I suppose. Although it's not a big weakness. They don't have many weaknesses at the moment. If you can build a rotation year in and year out without spending money and without having long-term commitment to starting pitchers, like I told you when I was critical of the plan, that it's smart and it makes sense, and I see why you'd want to do it. I just didn't have faith that it would work. It is working at a level I never would have suspected. It is working at such a high level. That's why they're this good. That's why they're in first place. That's why they're winning all these series. That's why they're who they are. It hasn't been the offense. It's Lindor. It's Alonso. And Lindor is as clutch as it comes. He continues to have an incredible season. His home run yesterday in the eighth inning was the backbreaker that opened up the floodgates in the eighth and gave the Mets a victory. He's leading off the games with home runs. He's been incredible. He's been what he was from June on last year. He's been outside of the first week of the season. He's having an incredible year. He has really kind of made that transition from a struggling Met, you know, big time contract, you know, his issues with the fans the first year, whatever. Like since that team meeting, he has clearly become the leader of this team and the best version of himself, as good as he's ever been, as good as he was in Cleveland, which he wasn't for the first beginnings of his Met tenure. And Alonso's having his best season of his career. They're getting just enough. You know, Nimmo hits home runs. He's on pace for 30 and 100, despite not being, you know, not having a great season. Like, they're getting enough offense. I'm not trying to kill the offense. But right now, it's based on their starting pitching. Every day, they get a quality start. And Griffin Canning and Clay Holmes and Senga are pitching like aces. It's remarkable. I mean, I know there's a lot to talk about the Mets. I just can't get over that. That, to me, there's nothing like that. Is when I think about the Mets, that's it. It's starting pitching and how remarkably good it is and what they're getting from Griffin Canning and Clay Holmes. I can't fathom it. It has been so outrageously good. And we get ready for they're gonna welcome in the Pittsburgh Pirates, a loser of a franchise, as well as the Colorado Rockies. We gotta get it to them too, firing a manager. I would be mortified. I mean, we'll get into the Rockies because I find it fascinating. They're on pace to be the worst team in the history of baseball, and they just fired their manager, who's a good manager in Bud Black. Between Pittsburgh and the Colorado Rockies, you want to talk about the Dodgers being bad for baseball? What we're watching in Pittsburgh and Colorado, that's bad for baseball. But if they had the Mets pitching lab, they might be in first place. David Stearns is brilliant. Yeah, listen, I can't deny what I'm seeing with my eyes. Like, it's just, it's crazy. And we can get into the different elements of the series and get ready for the Subway Series. And certainly we're going to talk some Yankees in a minute. I'm going to get back to the calls here. I know you guys want to talk Knicks and apparently pizza. But I just can't get over the Mets starting pitching. I mean, and it was an interesting broadcast today of Gary Cohen and Joe Girardi. I think Joe Girardi's good. He's solid. He's solid. He obviously sounds, you know, we're very familiar with his voice. Even Met fans, you know who Joe Girardi is. You know what he sounds like. He's got the connection to the Yankees. He's got the connection to New York. And he's just a good, solid baseball guy. And he sometimes when he tries to be funny, he can come off a little corny and old man corny. But for the most part, I thought it was a very good broadcast on Roku. And it was a good series for the Mets. It's a very positive. Listen, to beat a team as good as the Cubs have been this year, to shut down their offense in the manner in which they did for most of the series, it's an impressive series. And right now, the Mets really have very few weaknesses other than hitting with runners in scoring position. I mean, that's their biggest weakness.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.